Hello there, thank you for that message. I think I was on mute for a moment there, so apologies if I was. And if I wasn't, apologies for covering this again, but welcome to our Abide prayer gathering. My name's John, minister from Bethel, and it's really great to have you with us. Whether you're joining us in our little Zoom room or whether you're joining us online, it's just great that you're with us tonight. I was on mute, but I think that issue hopefully now is resolved. So it's good to have you with us. Abide, as I was just explaining, is an acronym. It's a pattern, a rhythm. And if you've not been before, it stands for A, appreciate. And so we try to take a moment to just appreciate and thank God for something in our lives. The B stands for that, to be. To be in God's presence and notice how we are and to bring that to all that God is. I is a prayer for intimacy. That's part of this picture of abiding, isn't it? The organic nature of the vine and the branch to grow in intimacy with Jesus. D is a prayer for direction, that God would guide us as people, as couples, as families, as churches. And finally, the E is for enabling. It's in this conversation about abiding in Christ that he tells us that without him we can do nothing, that we must remain in him. So we're going to pray for his strength. So I'll guide us through a time of prayer tonight. The passages we're going to use, if you want to look them up, are the framework will come from Psalm 141. We're going to use the start and end of that. And then we've been dipping into passages from that whole time of abiding, an intimate moment in the upper room, and we're moving on to the next part of that tonight. So you may want to sit and pray. If you're with others, you might want to pray out loud. If you're joining us live, either in the Zoom room or on YouTube, you might want to type prayers into the chats. If you are, please just be aware that is public, so please don't divulge anybody's personal information. But you might want to share something personally of yourself, or just put someone's initials and offer prayer in that way. You might want to grab a paper and pen, and as we sit and reflect, write something together, or even doodle or draw. But the important thing is that God hears our prayers tonight. So I'm going to just open in prayer as we come to God, and then we'll be guided with this pattern. So wherever you are, I just want to encourage you to sit still for a moment, to silence anything that might be distracting or diverting. If you're in a room together, to try not to distract each other. And Father God, we thank you that because of Jesus, because you came to where we were, because we couldn't get to where you were, and because you paid a price we couldn't pay, the presence is open. The curtain is torn. And right where we are, right as we are, in Jesus, through Jesus, we get to come to you and experience the fullness of you, your love, your grace, your power, your presence here now. So we're not really on YouTube, we're not really on Zoom. It doesn't really matter where we're sat right now, at a desk, in an armchair, in the garden. We're in your presence. So help us just to breathe in the atmosphere of heaven, the peace of God, the welcome of our Saviour. So we're going to begin with a time of just appreciating God, appreciating Jesus. Psalm 141 starts with these words. There's an urgency here. I call to you, Lord, come quickly to me. Hear me when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Let's bring God an evening sacrifice tonight, knowing that our prayers do rise before him. There's an echo of this, isn't there? A beautiful echo in the book of Revelation, where John has a vision of the golden bowl of incense, which are the prayers of the saints rising to God. The words that we offer in prayer, they don't just bounce off the ceiling. You know, it's not just an emotional, psychological release. They rise to God. So what do you want to bring him tonight? Maybe just try and think of two or three things that you're really grateful for. And let's offer those in God's presence. If you are in the Zoom room and you want to speak something out loud, please feel free to. Please type, please write. Let's bring our prayers into God's presence tonight. And so we move on to B. Rather than thinking back to something that we're grateful for, we're just seeking to be in the present for just a moment. How are you feeling? How are you doing? How's life going? Because see, God invites us to cast all of those cares onto him. He cares about all of it. Psalm 141 continues this way. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil, so that I take part in wicked deeds. Along with those who are evildoers, do not let me eat their delicacies. So as the psalmist thinks about how they are and where they are, it's a prayer that the Lord would help him, strengthen him against certain issues, certain temptations. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. What is it that you want to bring before God to ask for strength in? Is it your mouth? Is it the things that you say, things that you talk about? Is it your eyes, things that you look at? Or things you look away from? Or your ears, what you're drawn to listen to? Is it your hands? Is it your feet? The places you go? Where is it that you just want to invite God's strength? Because there's armour in Christ for us to wear. And he's looking to equip and strengthen us. So let's just bring who we are to God tonight. Thank you. And so now we bring our prayers to God to grow in intimacy with him, with intimacy in Christ. And of course, that's why he's given us his word, so that we can know more of his ways and know more of his heart for us. And so again tonight, as we read this passage from John chapter 14, verses 25 to 31, I'm going to read it through twice and just pause. You might want to look it up and read along if you're able to do that at home. And as we listen, I'm just going to invite you to reflect on two questions. The first is, Lord Jesus Christ, what one thing does this passage tell me about you? Allow God to speak to you through his word tonight, because Jesus wants to be known. He wants you to know him. And then secondly, Holy Spirit, what one thing are you trying to tell me about me? Because see, we don't as much read God's word as allow God's word to read us. So have those two questions in the front of your mind as you hear. It may well be that as we begin to read, the Lord will stop you somewhere. And it's always important to ask, what have I noticed? Why did I notice that? Why has he stopped me there? So let me read, and as we do, let's hear the word of the Lord for us tonight. All this I've spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father, and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now. Let us leave. All this I've spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. I will remind you of everything I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I'm going away and I'm coming back to you. If the Father loved me, if you have loved me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father, and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. Lord Jesus Christ, what one thing does this passage tell me about you? Holy Spirit, what one thing are you trying to tell me about me? So we move on to prayers for direction. And it might be that the Lord has already said something to you tonight through that passage, something that you've seen of Jesus in a new way or for the first time, or a reminder, or that the Holy Spirit has shown you something about you for the first time or in a new way or as a reminder. Now what are we going to do with those things that the Lord has said to us? And pray those things into action. And pray those things into life in our lives now, and pray for direction. The end of Psalm 141 goes on to pray for safety. But my eyes are fixed on you, Sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Keep me safe from the traps set by evildoers, from the snares they have laid for me. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I pass by in safety. So we come to pray for our direction, that we would have eyes fixed on Jesus, that we would dwell in safety in him. So I'd like you just to sit with some questions now, and they're questions to ask of yourself and to ask of the Holy Spirit. Maybe there's something that God wants to say to you tonight. Maybe there's something that God wants to say through you, to share with someone else or to share on here. Maybe there's something that God wants to say to us as a church, as a family. Maybe there's something God wants to say through us. Let's take a moment to be still, to listen, and to pray for God's leadership in our lives. Let's listen to all he's got to say to us. I just really want to pray right now for the anxious, for those who, for whatever reason, are feeling hemmed in, live with that huge sense of gloom or panic. And this can happen to young and old, and I just want to pray, Lord Jesus, for those, that they'd receive that word tonight, my peace I give to you. I don't give as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. And as we pray for direction, just really want to pray for anyone who just feels like there's a sort of a blank page coming, and that's causing a little niggle. And there's something that you're not sure about, there's a gap. And again, I just want to speak that word into that gap. Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give to you. And finally, we want to end just by praying that God would enable us to do those things that he's laid on our hearts that we want to do for him and for his kingdom. We're praying for more of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So I want to just encourage you. We read earlier about the lifting up of our hands. Sometimes open hands can be a sign of waiting, can't it, to receive something, or just of an open invitation. You might want to just open your hands just where you're sat. Sometimes the things that we do in the body can change how we feel, can influence. They're not just an expression of our body language. Sometimes it works the other way. So maybe you just want to sit in a position that's open to the Lord. And Jesus says that the Heavenly Father loves to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. So just where you are right now, you can ask, and the Holy Spirit will come. Sometimes he comes like that dove that descends and brings peace. Sometimes he comes like fire and brings passion. Sometimes he comes with a sense of boldness. Sometimes he comes to counsel and to comfort. And I don't know how he'll come to you tonight, but I do know that he knows what we need before we ask. So let's just be open to receive from him. He's wanting to enable, to empower, to equip. Let's just receive from him tonight. Let's sit and ask and sit and wait on the promise of the Father. Sense of what I get on my my heart tonight is that the Lord is wanting to give rest to the weary. So just take a moment to draw strength from him and to receive the gift. Jesus says, come to me when you're weary and I'll give you rest. So just receive that rest if that's what you need tonight. Jesus is here by the power of his Spirit to promise to be with us when we gather. And Lord, we receive that. O Lord, I call to you, come quickly to me. Hear my voice when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Lord, thank you that our prayers have risen before you. Even if it just feels a bit like incense sometimes, just like smoke evaporating, I thank you that it's not wasted, that it's not unwanted, that it rises to you. And that to you it has a sweet smell, a sweet aroma, that it pleases you, it blesses you, God, in a way that we can't really understand, or at a level that we don't fully appreciate. You love to hear us. So Father, thank you for every prayer that's been offered in stillness, in the spaces we're gathered, written down, typed up. I thank you that those things are precious to you and received by you, and that as we open our hands to receive and to offer to you, it's like an evening sacrifice. It's a place you love to meet us. And it's the place where we get to abide in you and with you. Thank you, Jesus. So precious. So special. So hear our prayers tonight, Lord, and receive them. And as we close, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your word that tells us that before we call, you answer. Thank you, Lord, that you're already about answering some of these prayers that we've offered. Maybe not always in the way that we want, maybe with no's sometimes, but you never don't answer. So Father, help us to look for your answer, to look for you, to walk with you, to abide with you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for gathering with us tonight, whether you've been with us on Zoom or YouTube, or whether you're picking up this later on. It's just great that we can gather like this. We're going to continue our Abide journey next Sunday evening as well, at the same time, and at 6 o'clock. And if there are things that the Lord is laying on your heart, or ways in which the Lord is ministering to you, then please do share. It'd be lovely to know what the Lord is doing in our lives together. God bless.